Okay, Shavuot Tov, Masechet Avodah Zorah. We're on Daf Mem Aleph, starting a new Perek. Perek is Kol HaTzalamim, but we're going to finish the Mishnah still. We've got the Mishnah on Mem Amud Bet at the bottom. Let's go through the Mishnah quickly. Kol HaTzalamim Asurim. So the Mishnah says, Kol HaTzalamim, any tzelim, right? Any sort of statue of any kind or any... How would you translate tzelim? A statue, what that's in English?
Those images.
Images? Okay, but any image. Okay, let's use any image. It's Asurim Nei, why? Shenehevadim pamachat b'shana d'rimei. Remember, he says, why? Because all images, once a year at least, they are served as idol worship, and therefore it is asur. Chachamim say, no. Chachamim omrim, eino oser ela kol shi'esh b'yado makel, or tzipor, or kadura. Chachamim say, no. Only images, that's why I thought it was like a statue, that have got in their hands a stick, like a staff, or a tzipor, or a bird, or a kadura, or a ball. You know, there's the famous statue of him holding the globe. What's his name?
Atlas
carries the world in his hands. That's what came to my mind when I thought of this. Right? And that, so they say only these things, right? Obviously, they're more. And Rashi says, Avia Kadur Ugumara. So, firstly, the Mishnah says, Asrin Bahana'a, right? That's the highest level of Isra, right? No, you can't just ask her to eat the statues. You also can't get any Hana'a from them, right? And Rashi says, Kadur. Pilute, Ubagamama Farish, Tahani Vadai, and Rashi says, yeah, and the Quran explained that these images, if they've got a bird or a staff or a ball in their hands, Vadai Nevadim were definitely served, were worshipped. Demishum Chashivuta, Ashkalu, Lehene Chafze Beyadai, because they're important, they've stuck something in their hand, or they aren't just standing there, they're holding something, it gives them a feeling or a semblance of importance. Demishum Megamnel Omer, Af kol sheyesh b'yado kol davar. So we can almost see like a hierarchy here of chumras, right? Rabbi Meir says all tzalamim. Chachamim say, right, that only things that have something in their hands, like a bird or a stick or a ball. Shimon Gamliel says anything in their hands, not necessarily a bird or a stick or a ball, anything. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is more machmir than Chachamim, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel are more makil than Rabbi Meir, right? So Rabbi Meir says anything, even without anything in their hands. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel agrees it has to be in their hands, but anything in their hands. And Chachamim say only these three things in their hands. That's how I understand the Mishnah. Okay, the verse is as follows. The other way around.
No, the order, it should be first Rabbi Meir says
then Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Right, but it's never like that.
Yeah, why?
Because Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is cholek on Chachamim. So we got Rabbi Shimon Gamliel who says everything, tzalamim. Chachamim say no. We only have a bird or blood. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is cholek on Chachamim. It says, I agree with you, it has to be something in their hands, but not just a bird or whatever, it's everything. Because it's a separate machloket now between Chachamim and a Yachid. Although we learned, if you remember, that whatever Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is in the Mishnah, halacha kemoto. Remember that Rashi? I think it was on Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel of Masechet Bava Batra. I think that's what it was. Right? And is the halacha takalak Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? Not from the letters here on the Mishnah, by the way. Here it seems like Einol should call Shesh B'Yamakel. Tell me the Mishnah quickly. The halacha, please, Steve. You got the halacha down there in the stanzas.
Selim makel or tipo or kadu or saif or atarat mitabat kistan mishnah. The thing
Okay, so we're going to see that one. Everything that Steve said over here, we're going to see the Gemara is going to bring us a brighter just now, which widens the scope. But the halacha isn't like Rashi and Gamliel, which is interesting.
Does it include photos and paintings?
So there are, people say that paintings also, that's why they should, you can't paint like pictures of Shamayim and all things like that. Yes. But it's out of our scope. Let's carry on. Okay. So what it's like is, Eden Evadin Pamachat Bishana, if we say, like Rabbi Mary says, that these tzalamim, just by the way, what's important to mention here, the tzelem over here is lav dafka avodah zarah. You notice that? The difference between tzelem and avodah zarah. A tzelem is a tzelem. And no one's saying here that it's dafka avodah zarah. Rabbi Meir is telling us that all tzalamim, well, at least once a year you worship them, so therefore he creates avodah zarah out of them. But they weren't avodah zarah, they were tzelem. We'll see the difference in the Gemara. Gemara says, if we say that these things are worshipped once a year, then my time is Rabbanan. Right, look at Rashi. My time is Rabbanan. Midelo ketani v'chachamim umim eno nevad ele mi sheyesh biyado v'chulei. Michlal de sphere lehu de nevadim. It seems that Chachamim agree with Rabbi Meir. Chachamim don't see what Rashi says. Rashi's diuk. The fact that Chachamim don't, what's the argument? There should have been Rabbi Meir says, Shenevadin Pamachat Bashana. Rabbi Meir, Chachamim should have said, no, lo nevadin Pamachat Bashana, Elaim they've got a tzipor, makel, or kadur in their hands. They don't say that. They seem to agree with Rabbi Meir. They just say that even if those things are worshipped once a year, it doesn't matter. Unless it's got a stick or a ball or a bird in its hand, we don't usher it. That's the Gemara's question. Right, Amar Bitzchak Bayos, Amar Yochanan, Bimkomo Shri Meir, Hayu of Dinot HaPamachat Bishana. Why? Because you know, in Meir's place where he lived, there was a minhag that this is what they would do. They would serve all these Tzlamim Pamachat Bishana. Now, we learned this the other day, a few daf ago. V'Rabbi Meir is a Maksura Shasya from our Gemara. Yes, Le'el Lamedalad. Remember this? V'Rabbi Meir, Dechayish Lemi'uta. Remember we had that the other day and we said lemiuta avatu lemiuta lemiuta lo chayish. It was with about, there were kvasim, and we said we spoke about the cheese. Remember where they're making the cheese in the stomachs of the kvasim. We said, but lots of animals, and we said it's only part of the kvasim, but there are lots of other animals that they also have the traits of the non-kosher stomachs. And we said that if it was just that some animals were not kosher, all the others were kosher, it would be a miut. But because there's keves and all the other types of animals, a miut, le miut, lo chayis. Remember that Gemara? So that's what Rabbi Meir. Now, this is the Gemara we're quoting up here. So he says, Rabbi Meir, le chayis le miut. Rabbi Meir says, once there's one example of something, we choshesh and we usher everything. Therefore, Rabbi Meir said, gazar shar mekomot atu oto makum. He said, from now on, any tzelim, because we've seen it once, We ask Rav Rabbanan, lo chayish le miut, and I don't worry about the miut, lo gazru shar mekomot atu oto makom. So that's why Rabbi Meir and Chachamim have got a different shit. There's not the same argument. So Gemara is like Rav Rabbanan, lo chayish le miut. Okay, it's Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, ba andarti shel melachim shanino. So now Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel says, no, wait a second. This whole machloket over here, he tries to limit this machloket. He says, what's this machloket? Amar Shmuel, ba'andarti shel melachim shaninu. Okay, that machloket takes place. Look at Rashi, what's andarti? Kashe ha-melech meit, the melech dies, when the king dies, osin tzuratu b'petach ha-shar le-zikaron, they create like a bust, right? Like a bust of the king, right? At the entrance of the city. Vahatam ka'as v'meir, da'agav chavivut ha-palchel. And Rimeir said at that case, at the entrance of the town, that's what Mary was speaking about. They put up this bust of the king, and once a year on the Yortzeit of his death, on his birthday, whatever the case was, they all come and they worship him. So that was the case. So he limits that machloket to the Aramakal. Right? So, and then Rabbi Yochanan, uve omdin al petach medina shaninu. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no. What are we speaking about? Behenu ka'as Mary de chashivit, only the ones who are at the al petach medina. So they said, yeah, Ashar, at the entrance to the city, right? Rabbi Meir says the entrance to the country. Now, just take a second and look at the, you see that Aleph there, that Aleph in square brackets? Can you all see Aleph in square brackets, the last line there of the Gemara? Can you see that? That's the Hagahot HaGra. Okay, now just one thing about the Gra. The Gra spent a great time of his life, really, traveling around from city to city, to library, studying manuscripts. Because he had a phenomenal memory. And his focus was to create the perfect shas. And therefore he had, to memory, the manuscript. And he would compare manuscripts and go from library to library, they had all these manuscripts, and pick up the nuances and the differences and create the perfect shas. And that's what Hagot HaGra is about. It's literally from memory, comparing all the different manuscripts and putting them together. Now the Gra brings over here, this is a little bit different. This is not a question of manuscript. The Gra says over here, Nirabi Girsat HaRambam. It says the Rambam's version here seems to be the right Girsa. Alright, Rabbi Racham Rabbi Yochanan, Be'omdin. Alright, can you see over here, in our Gemara it says, Am Rabbi Racham Rabbi Yochanan, Uve'omdin HaPetach Medina. See that? That the Vav. Now it changes it completely, because Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel said, "Ba'andarte shel malachim," right? It's these busts of the kings, And Rabbi Barbara Yochanan, our Gemara says, Uva Omdin, the bust, and it stands at the entrance. He sort of says that it's not an argument. He just qualifies it. It's the bust, but at the entrance of the country. Right? We look here. So it says, Uva Omdin Mechule. So now the question is there a machloket between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan? Or they say to him, they said like this, the Rambam seems to understand, they argue that the one says here and the one says no there. That's the argument, it's about bust. The one says only bust in the king. He says, and the Rosh and the Rif and Shar Poskim Fashim de lo pligi. So the question is now, is Rabbi Shmuel or Rabbi Yochanan, are they arguing here or do they compliment one another? Just a nice little understanding the detail that the grad goes into on this, okay? So now we start Amud. Rabbi says differently. Rabbi says machloket b'shel kvarim. He says no, the machloket. Now it might even be a further qualification of this machloket. So we've got Shmuel says the machloket between Rabbi Meir Chachamim is about the bust. Rabbi Yochanan says it's when the bust is at the entrance to the country. Rabbi says, HaMachloket v'shel kfarim. Right? The machloket is about kfarim. Right? Now, what are kfarim? Are small town villages. Aval v'shel krachim. Right? But the big cities, divrei hakol mutarim. Iri Meir would say, if it's in a city, it's mutar. Why? Look at Rashi. Look here for a second at Rabbeinu Chananel. V'amar Rava. Now, can you see he puts in V'amar Rava? Can you see that? The Agoda Bach, the Rabbeinu Chananel. Our Gemara says Amar Rava. See that? So now, if you read it like that, with all the Vavs, it's Amar Shmuel, Andarti. We're talking about busts. The Rabbi Yochanan says Uva Omdin, and the bust is at the entrance. And then comes along Rabbi and says, at the entrance to where? At the entrance to the Kfarim, that's the Machloket. But if it's a bust, at the entrance to a city, there's no Machloket. So Rabbi, if you read the V, like the Rabbi Chanan puts in, it's a continuation. It's three conditions. We're talking the Machloket, it's only about a bust, not about a picture, David. It's not at the entrance, it's only at the entrance to a city or a town. And Rabbi tells us, at entrance to a village, not to a city. Right? Baba Shel Krachim, Divrako Mutarin. Right? So my timer. What's the difference between a village or a city? Lenoi Avdilehu. Because it's there for Noi. For Noi is like for decorative purposes, for beauty, for ornamental. That's the word. Thank you. Avdilehu. Ud the Gemara says, Nu Ud Kfarim, mi ikalaman dam lenoi kavalehu. Right? And in the Kfarim. What people, the Gemara's question is, what, in the Kfarim, they put it there for Noi? Look at Rashi. Mikramadamar, Misha Rabbanan Ha, Vadai the Kfarim the Palchinu Avdelehu, the B'nai Kfar lo Avdel Noi. He says, this, the villages, right, the villages don't do Noi. It was their basic. They don't go and invest money in statues. Obviously, they've got statues there. It's for idol worship, right? The Kfarim, Vadai Miplachinu Avdelehu. Must be. So the Gemara says, the Gemara is Kashya. He says, my time, Lenoi Avdelehu. He says, well, in the Kfarim, they do it. Call me, in the Kfarim, they must do it for the Palchina. So that doesn't make any sense, right? Because we said that Rabbi says the Machlok is about the Kfarim. So the Gemara is going, what do you mean, in the Kfarim? Is anybody who tells you that in the Kfarim there's Noi? Because if it's the Kfarim is a Machloket, then there'll be there some side of the opinion would say that in the Kfarim it's Mutar. But where do Kfarim go and invest in ornaments? So that's what Gemara corrects the whole version. It says, no, you're right. Say like this. Amar Rabbi Machloket b'shel Krachim. There's a Machloket in the Krachim. Where there, Rabbi Meir will say it's Asur, Rechem will say it's Mutar. But in the Kfarim, Divra called Asur, it's Asur. So now we understand what you quoted there from the Rambam, right? That it is a bust at the entrance to a village. Not to a city. Now we'll see the Gemara will come and add on later on. Chachamim and Osirin. Right, so now the Gemara brings the mission of the Chachamim and Osirin, Ela, if it had a makel or a kadur or a tzipor in the hands. So the Gemara discuss each one independently. Right, makel, right, why the makel? What's the stick or the staff, right, in its hand? Sherode et atzmo tachat kol haulam kulo ke makel. Now you can see this is what's called Lashon Saginahor, right? The Gemara is writing it here in a negative. In other words, the Gemara says, why a stick? It says, because when it's got a stick in its hand, like a staff in its hand, rodeh. So you, how do you say, like the king rodeh? How do you say in rodeh in English? Like he suppresses. How do you say rodeh? Give me an English translation there for rodeh. Rules. Okay, rules. Okay, like with force, right? So it says, Makel Shrodet Atzmo. See what the Gemara says? He rules himself under the whole world with a stick. But look at Rashi. Lashon Genai Nakit. This is a derogatory term. But Klomar Shrodet Alko. What we mean is that the pestle has got a staff in its hand. It says, I rule over all of you. So that's what gives it the standing of an idol. Right? Gives it power. And a tzipor, why a bird? Same idea, the Lashon Genai, the words holding a bird, in other words, showing that I'm above the whole world. Okay? And a kadur, why a ball? Again, I'm holding the whole world up in my hands if I'm controlling the whole world. Okay? So the Gemara is like this. Tell me, we got a brighter. It's a Tosefta, right, in Maskev HaZorah. Hosifu alehen saif atara v'tabar. Chamim said, not only the ball, the bird, and the staff, but also a saif, a sword, atara, a crown, or a tabat, a ring. So when we say saif, why saif? He says, in other words, mi'ikara, we never stuck a saif in. We just said the first three. Why? Because savur listim ba'alma. We thought, why not? Because a sword looks like just a common criminal. And therefore, who cares about the sword? But in the end, we appreciated that why did they build these psalim with a sword? Savur shehoreg atzmo tachgalam kulon. In other words, they kill the whole world. They can control the whole world by killing them. And atara, why a crown? It's again, miikara savur gedil klili bama. It was just stam. Rashi says gedil klili uman samli atara. They're just some. They're for decorative purposes. When the artist built this tzelem, he put a crown around its head. That's why we didn't take too much in notes of the crown. Ulevasof, but in the end, Chachamim realized Savur Ka'atral Melech, that this really crown is a coronation crown, and therefore it gives its status as an idol. Taba'at, what about a ring? Why in the originally we never included a ring? Because remember, the brightest says here, Hosifu Alehin, they added on from these original things. Taba'at Mi'ikara Savar Ishtaimer Ba'amu. We'll see in a second what Ishtaimer Ba'amu. Rabbi Chanan Rashi says here, Shaliach Hanoseh Chotam Shacho. It's a messenger who's carrying the signet of the king, of the guy who sends him, right? So Mi'ikara Savur Ishtaimer, which is Stam, a guy holding a ring, because it wasn't really his ring, he was carrying it for them as a messenger. Ulevasof Savur Shechotem Et Wodach Kolam Kulo Lemita. This is actually the king who can control everybody and dictate their death. If you look here quickly, Rabbi Chananel says, yeah, Taba'at, almost in line with Taba'at in the Gemara, right? It says, the Taba'at Mi'ikara Savur Ishtaimer Perush Ishtima Aputropa. Right, so this is the signet of the apotropos. Hamemune ala otzarot. He is the guy, the custodian for all the storehouses. V'chotam nikra ishtima. And a chotam, the signature is called an ishtima. Ubesof ra'u ki kavanatam ki chotam akol elam kilamut. Mi lechayim tana afilu mi lemavet mi lechayim. Okay, basically he's holding basically the scales in his hands, and he's deciding who goes, who lives, who dies. So again, the status of an idol, giving him godly powers, and therefore the signature here, ring, caused us to recognize it as idol. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel made our last halacha in the Mishnah was, remember Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said anything he's holding in his hand, not just those three things in the Mishnah, the bird, the ball, or the staff. And now our bride added these other three things. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says anything. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, Tana, afilu tzror, afilu kesem. If he's holding a stone in his hands, if he's holding a stick in his hands, it would still be asum. So by Rav Ashi, tafas b'yado tzoah mahu. What if he's holding feces in his hand? Now this is obviously not the most complimentary thing, right? It's not like a, would you ask, the Gemara says, mi amrina and kol ze zilu ba'ape ki tzoah. Do we say that this is basically defamatory, right? That everyone's defaming this guy, and that's why he's holding feces in his hand. Or Dilma, hu mihu dezil ba'ape kula alme ketzoa. No, he's saying, I'm above all of you, and you, the whole world, is like feces in my hand, and therefore it's giving him godly powers, and the Gemara ends off, taiku. Okay, that was a very difficult one.
Very difficult.
Well, I couldn't work out what the answer to that was. Okay.
So if you had like a big statue at the entrance to your small town, like with his hand up in the air like that, that's all right?
There's nothing
in it.
It's a big city.
It's not a bus, it's a statue.
So that's the question now. Is it a kfar or is it a krach? If it's a krach, it's a machloketa. So if it's a krach, if it's a city, if it's a village, there's no machloket. If it's a city, it's a machloket.
Right.
Rabbi Meir would say it's Asur. Chachamim would say, but it was the entrance, though.
It was, now
it was the entrance, okay. So the question is, if it once was the entrance when it was there, does it lose the status of what is the entrance? Okay. It's a very good question. But remember the hand, okay? The hand's going to come back now to hand us, okay? You'll see the hand, very important, the hand. That's a good point, though, the hand. Okay, that's a good point. Okay, so a new Mishnah. Hamotzeh Shivrei Tzalamim. Okay, here comes the hand. Okay, Michael mentioned the hand. Here comes the hand. Hamotzeh Shivrei Tzalamim. If anybody who doesn't understand it, the entrance to Tel Mond, there's a big statue of Lord Mond with his hand up, greeting everybody coming. Okay. Hamotzeh Shivrei Tzalamim. Right, if you find pieces, okay, of broken Tzalamim. What do we say Tzalamim were again? What did you call it?
Ornaments.
Ornaments, right. Hamotzeh Shivrei Tzalamim, pieces. Hare elu mutarin, le mutar. However, look here, Michael. Matza tavnit yad, or tavnit regel. Now, if you find the piece of the hand, or the piece of the leg, it was a complete hand or a complete leg, hare elu asurin. Those become asur. Right, why? Mipnei shecha yotzei bahen nevad. Because there are people who pray and serve just the hand or just the leg. It was a small, like a shard, they're not going to make a fuss over. But this was the hand, right? The hand retains a certain status. Okay, that's the Mishnah. Gemara, Amar Shmuel, Afilu Shivrei Avodat Kochavim. Remember I pointed out in the first Mishnah we learned this morning that the Mishnah says Tzalamim, it doesn't say Avodat Kochavim. Right, so here it comes to Shmuel and makes this point. The Mishnah says, Amotzeh Shivrei Tzalamim. Right, so Shmuel says, Afilu Shivrei Avodat Kochavim. Right, look at the Rashi quickly on this Mishnah. Hare elu mutarin, time and mefash be Gemara. Right? We get a dechi havu. Bear this in mind, okay? Because I'm with bet we're going to have to remember this Mishnah now, this Rashi. Time and mefash be Gemara. Dechi havu shleimim. Right? Why are they mutar if you find pieces of a tselem, of any ornament? Because the Gemara is going to tell us, dechi havu shleimim, when they were complete, safek. There's a safek here, right? Avdum. Lo avdum, the Bach puts in there. You see there, avdum, we've got a subject. Were they served as idols or weren't they served as idols? So we aren't certain that these tzalamim were served as idols. They might have been. So therefore, when there's a pot, it's a fake sveker almost. We'll see this now, right? V'im timtzil omar avdum. If you want to tell me that they were worshipped, amor batlum, nechach shivrum. You can say, but now it's batel, the avodah zorah. That's why they're broken. The guys were worshipping them. Now they smashed them up. They don't want them anymore. And therefore, have a sveik sveika ulakula. So the piece is a sveik sveika. We've seen it before, right? It's a safek. Or maybe it was or it wasn't. That's one safek. And even if it was, maybe the reason that it's broken is because they broke it. So there are two sveikot here. So we've got a sveik sveika. We can go lakula. Okay? So that's why the part is broken. That's what Rashi tells us, right? But look on the hand, says Rashi. There are people who worship just a complete or not. So now I'm a Shmuel. Okay, so now these are two long rashi, we've got to learn them. So Shmuel says, Afilu Shivrei Avodat Kochavim. Excuse me. So let's look at the Gemara. V'ha'anantnan Shivrei Tzalamim. So the Gemara says, but we learned here, Shivrei Tzalamim. Only Tzalamim. Not Shivrei Kochavim. So he says, "Who adin da afilu shivrei avodat kochavim?" The same is even for shivrei avodat kochavim. Why? Why did we learn in the Mishnah dafke shivrei tzalamim? If it's also shivrei avodat kochavim, he says we learned it there in the Mishnah shivrei tzalamim. Why? Mishum dekabai lemitne seifa, because we have to learn the seifa. Now we'll see. We're learning it lechumra, because remember avodat kochavim is easier to understand that the hand of Avodat Kochavim is Asur, then to understand the hand of a Tzelem is Asur. Do you agree with me? Mm-hmm. Right? So we said the hand of a Tzelem is Asur in the Mishnah. So the Gemara is saying, why did Shmuel have to mention Avodat Kochavim? We learned the Mishnah Dafka Tzelamim to teach us the end of the Mishnah Lechumra. Mishum de Kabay Lemitna Sefer Matzah Tavnit Yad Tavnit Regil Harei Asurin Mibnei Shech Yotze Ben Nevad. Right? In other words, if we had just learned Avodat Kochavim in the Mishnah, and then we had learned the Yad of Avodat Kochavim, we wouldn't necessarily have learned from that the Yad of a Tzelem. Because we said, when's a Yad Asur? If it's Avodat Kochavim. But a Tzelem in itself is mutar, therefore obviously a yad of a tzelem is also mutar. So because we didn't want to learn that a tzelem of a yad is mutar, we learn tzelem in the ratio of the Mishnah to teach us yad of a tzelem in the sefer of the Mishnah. Clear? Not clear, David?
Yeah, that's fine.
Ah, okay.
So you're saying that the tzelem is because it could have been worshipped?
That's the safek. That's the safek. It might have been, might not have been, but a hand. There's a good chance that the hand would also be. We'll say it's not so clear. Let's get through this Rashi here. Look at Rashi here. Amar Shmuel, afilu shiva avodat kochavim. Lo taimer shiva tzelamim dafka. Okay, don't say dafka tzelamim. We should the shema lo avdu meolam, because maybe they never served them. Afilu keshayu shleimim, that's our subject in the beginning. Ela afilu dafil shiva avodat kochavim she reinum she avadu kshata shleima mutarin. Right? That's the chidush avia. There's not just the Tzelem. Even Shivrei Avodat Kochavim comes out of Shmuel, right? Because Shmuel says, Afilu Shivrei Avodat Kochavim. So that's what you might have thought, right? Mishum de Kabal bit the Seifed, Itan Avodat Kochavim, Haba Minedafka, Abba Avodat Kochavim, the Matzah Tavid Yad, Tavid Regal Dashua, Abba Tzelamim, Afilu Batid Yad Shari, Lachi Tanab Reisho Tzelamim, no matter Afagab, the Shem Elo Avdum, Filuachi, Beshever Chashuv, Gon Tavid Yachashina. Now look at this last line of Rashi, yeah? I just read through the Rashi because what we just basically said. When they're standing on a base, when you've got this like hand, you see like statues like that, like just a hand on like a very nice copper base, right? We'll see later on in the Gemara. So remember these two Rashi we've got to remember, the Sfeik Sfeika and the Basis. So basically Shmuel says that Shivrei Kochavim is Asur, Shivrei Tzlamim is not Asur. And why didn't we learn Shivrei Kochavim, Avodat Kochavim in the Mishnah? Because we wanted to learn Tzelem. So we've got basically we've got the following layers. We've got Tzelem as a whole tzelem, right? The Mishnah says that Shivrei tzelem is mutar, but a yad of a tzelem is asur. And Shmuel says Shivrei tzelem is also asur. Okay? So we've got Shivrei tzelem is mutar, yad of a tzelem is asur, and Shivrei avodat kochavim, is also asur. Okay? So Shivrei tzelem mutar, yad of tzelem asur, and Shivrei kochavim asur. You must say like this. Tna, we got a kashya. Matzah tavnit yad tavnit regel. We got a Mishnah that tells us, yeah, if you find a tavnit yad tavnit regel, hare elu asurin, mibnei shechayotze bo nevad. That's our Mishnah, right? The one says, am I? Vay shvarim ninu, they're broken parts. Why are they asur? Right, they're broken. Why are they asur? So Tirgum Shmuel, Shmuel says no. But omdin al psisan. When did the Mishnah say that those things are asur? When they're on a base. Okay, not just I'm lying on the floor. Look at Rashi, al basisan, al kanan, makoma metukan lahen, that the brach adds in there, lahen, especially dedicated for them. The odvinu hatam, the fact they were put there in such a beautiful way, vadai palchi lehu, there's no question that they obviously served them. Rashi, that is a machloket. Itmar, avodat kochavim shenishtabra mealea. So now you've got avodat kochavim, not a tzelem, avodat kochavim, right? So Gemara Meila. That was smashed, it broke on its own. Right? In other words, it fell and collapsed. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Asur, Rabbi Yochanan says Asur. Rabbi Shimon Lakish Omer Muteret. Listen to Josh, Lakish says Svara here. It's amazing Svara. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Asur, Rabbi Yochanan says Asur. Why? The Halo Batla. Because it's the fact that it broke on its own. Nobody came and said, I'm smashing you up. I don't want you anymore and changing the status. It still remains status. It fell on its own and broke. Rabbi Lakish says, no, Muteret. Why is it Mutar? Mistoma bitulei maftila. Mistoma says we can assume that people basically mevatel the kedusha. Why? Meimar amar. What will God say? Ihi this pesel nafshelo atzla. Couldn't save itself. Okay, lahu gavra matzla. It's going to save me. In other words, what's my purpose in praying to this idol? It couldn't even save itself. Fell over the wind and smashed. So the car look after itself. How can it certainly do anything for me? It was such a great idol.
That's what Avram said too.
To Terach, now, Abraham didn't. The story that I grew up was that Abraham went and smashed all the idols, stuck a hammer in the one idol's hand. The big idol said, his father, this idol smashed up all the other idols, and his father said, "What are you talking about? How can I?" He said, But yeah, that's the sort of story. Yeah. I see what you're saying. He's saying that basically his father admitted that the idol had no quarks, which other idols up. Okay, fine. So, is it the same story you learnt in England? Yeah. So we got the same story. Okay, so it's nice to know at least.
We had South African rabbis.
Oh, you had South African. No, we actually had English rabbis. We had Warshawski. Rabbi Warshawski. Warshawski was English.
It's South African.
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
he was English. He lived in.
He came, but
he came to us, then he went to you.
Basically, in South Africa, you have the English. In England, you have the South African.
No, that's right. So, no proof. We had Rabbi Warshawski, right?
Yeah, he was English.
Okay, I met him afterwards in he davens at the Stiebel there of the Dayan in. What's that? Dayan Aaron, right? Aaron Tribe. Stiebel there, yeah. Okay. So now, that's Rashi and Rebbe's argument, right? Nafsh el atzle lo gar matzle sa eti Rabbi Yochanan Rashi ben Lakish Rabbi Yochanan doesn't like this. But wait a second, we got a pasuk. Pasuk about Dagon, right? This whole story of Dagon was the pesel, yeah, that they smashed. So look at the pasuk in Shmuel like this. Vayashkiu gabok lekabe the morning mocharta the tomorrow morning. Vehinei Dagon nofel lefanav arza. Dagon had fallen over lifnei Aaron Hashem in front of the Aaron. Verosh Dagon ushtei kapot yadav in his head. And his two arms, krutot elamiftan, are smashed open and sitting at the threshold. Right? Rak dagon nishar alav. And therefore, the pasuk alkein loy, but look at the next pasuk. This was pasuk perik aleph, shmur aleph, sorry, pasuk hey, amudalet, pasuk dalet. The pasuk hey, the fifth, next pasuk says alkein, lo yidrachu kohanei dagon v'chol habayim beit dagon al miftan dagon ba'ashdud ala yom hazeh. They didn't walk over that threshold to this day. So what is Rabbi Yochanan proving? That yeah, the pesel fell and broke, but nonetheless, they still gave this pesel the respect. Right? Look at the Gemara. Right? Nuchtiv alkein, lo yidrachu kohanei dagon. Look at Rashi there. Lo yidrachu al mechashive lehu shvarim. The shvarim were still chashuv. So look at Rash Lakish. Amar lo misham raya. Look at Rashi says bitmiya. What? That's your proof. That's the best you got to offer. Hatam shemenichin et hadagon v'ovdin et amiftan. They didn't serve dagon anymore. On the contrary, they served the miftan. How do they translate miftan then? The threshold. The threshold, right? They served the threshold. The Amre, what did they say? Hachi shavke Israel le dagon. Rashi says there, if you look at Rashi, the third narrow lines of Rashi, next to that God Abach a little bit, it says the Israel sar shelo. You see that Rashi? His sar, the sar of Dagon. Right? What was their vort, the Kohanim of Dagon? That they abandoned the Sar of Dagon abandoned Dagon va'ate itiv lei al miftan, and himself sat at the miftan, and that's why they weren't worshiping Dagon anymore. Dagon was ois. They were worshiping the Sar of Dagon at the miftan, or the miftan, the threshold was the new god, right? Whatever you want to explain it. So what he's saying, Rabbi Yochanan, the broken statue is broken. It's lost any of its power. That's not your proof. They didn't go over the threshold. The threshold was where they saw the new importance. Now, I suppose one's got to understand Avodah Zorah to really appreciate this Gemara. I don't really understand Avodah Zorah so much, so for me, it's very difficult. But yes, Eitivay. Another kasha here, Rabbi Yochanan Tresh Lakish. Hamotze shivrei tzalamim hare elu mutarin. No, sorry. This is a kasha. Is this a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan? Another one, right? Yeah, another kasha Rabbi Yochanan Resh Lakish, right? Eitivay, Amotze, Rabbi Yochanan tries again. Amotze shivrei tzalamim, hare elu mutarin. Rabbi Yochanan says, wait a second, we learn that Amotze shivrei tzalamim, right? And that's our Mishnah. Amotze shivrei tzalamim, hare elu mutarin. Rabbi Yochanan says, why did the Mishnah choose shivrei tzalamim? Obviously, to tell us that it's shivrei tzalamim ero mutarim. Ha, shivrei avodat kochavim asurin. Makes sense, right? And then we know that the Sefer, we brought Shmuel, came along and said that the reason why it learnt the ratio was to give us a Chumra in the Sefer. But Rabbi Yochanan says, wait a second, why? The fact that Mishnah said Salamim means that Shivrei Avol HaKhavim must be Asur. So Rashi Lakish says, lo, time is Shivrei Avol HaKhavim Asurin. That's not any proof at all. Ela Eima Hat Salamim Atzman Asurin. Rabbi Shimon Lakish says, no. Say, no, if you want to learn a deduction from the Mishnah's Mi'ut of Shivrei Salamim, don't learn the Mi'ut Shivrei Tzalamim is Mutar and Shivrei Avol HaKhavim is Asur. On the contrary, say Shivrei Tzalamim are Mutar, but Tzalamim are Asur. Right? That's an easy way of learning it. Ustamek Rabbi Meir. And the Mishnah Stam Rabbi Meir. What did Rabbi Meir say? Rabbi Meir said, go back, remember all our Mishnah yesterday, Kol HaTzalamim Asurin. That was the Mishnah from yesterday's Amud. All Tzalamim Asurin. Why? So he's saying, our Mishnah here today, Mem Aleph, Hamotah Shivrei Tzalamim, Harelu Mutarin, Motzei Ovdei Kochavim, Asur. Sorry, Tzalamim, Asur, which is Stam Rabbi Meir. Makes sense. So that's how Rabbi Yochanan is refuted by Reish Lakish. Okay? Ustama Rabbi Meir. So the Gemara says like this. Wait a second now. We're a Kasha Rabbi Yochanan. How does Rabbi Yochanan understand that Shivrei Ovdei Kochavim or Asur? Right? How does he understand? The Gemara says like this. Rabbi Yochanan mid Rabbi Meir Nishmaluhu l'Rabbanan. Right? We can learn out from what Rabbi Anan say from what Rabbi Meir says. Right? Now take a second and just look here quickly at the Rashi there. Can you see the Umakshin and Rabbi Yochanan? Can you see that the Rashi, we got the Ustam Rabbi Meir, the Dibra Mach Rabbi Meir, the Stama Rabbi Meir, Afa Gav the Asar B'Tzalamim, Modeh B'Shivrehen. Okay, and that would be, that's the proof. But then, Umakshin Rabbi Yochanan. I said, now we have a Kashya on Rabbi Yochanan. Look at the Rashi. The Ka'amar Hacha Mod Rabbi Meir, because this is the Kashya. Rabbi Meir says like follows. Rabbi Meir, Mod Rabbi Meir, the Shivrei Tzalamim Mutarim. Why? Because Rabbi Meir thinks what? That Tzalamim are Asur. But the Shivrei Tzalamim, he agrees, are Mutar. Nishma Rabbanan, so we can learn from the fact that Rabbi Meir agrees with Rabbanan. Nishma Rabbanan, the Rabbanan Nami Shavru, B'Shivrei Avodat Kochavim. Right? We can, if we go, he's going like this. How can we deduce it? Rabbi Meir says, Tzalamim are Asur, we saw in the Mishnah of Mem Amud Bet. Rabbi Meir agrees with Rabbanan that Shivrei Tzalamim are Mutar. Now, if Rabbi Meir says Shivrei Tzalamim are Mutar, this is a complicated Rashi, but look, he does that very nicely. He says, from the fact that Rabbi Meir says that Shivrei Mutar are Mutar, Nishmar Rabbanan, we can learn from Rabbanan, Rabbanan Nami Sharu B'Shivrei Avodat Kochavim. That Rabbanan went even further. Rabbi Meir said Tzalamim are Asur. Rabbanan said no, only certain Tzalamim. Rabbi Chachamim said, Shivrei Tzalamim on Mutar. Rabbi Meir agreed with him. So we can see like some sort of going down of Rabbi Meir. Now, just like Rabbi Chachamim said that Shivrei Tzalamim on Mutar, they also say Shivrei Avodat Kochavim on Mutar. How do we understand that? Daha Tzalamim le Rabbi Meir, the Tzelem, as far as Rabbi Meir is concerned, is Ke Avodat Kochavim le Rabbanan Ninu. Okay? He puts it on a paw. For Rabbanan, the Tzelem and the Avodat Kochavim are the same, because Rabbanan say Tzelem is not Asur. Rabbi Meir says Tzelem is Asur. Rabbi Chachamim say that Shivrei Avodat Kochavim is also Mutar. Only the Avodat Kochavim is Asur. Does they go down a level? Right? Rabbi Meir says Tzelem is Asur, Shivrei not Asur. Chachamim say Avodat Kochavim is Asur, Shivrei Avodat Kochavim not Asur. You got it? That's the Rashi over here, right? Umid Rabbi Meir Nishmal Rabbanan, dechihechi dekama shu tzalamim mutarin, hachinami vada shu Rabbanan, tzalamim shesh b'yal makel o tipod shu mutarin. V'ani mili lememed Rabbanan, Nishmal Rabbanan, ha'ashe tzalamim, shu Rabbanan. Okay, that is connected to the Gemara. So we understood Rabbi Yochanan. So there's a kasha. Now we sit inside the Gemara. The Gemara says like this. Umid Rabbi Meir Nishmal hu Rabbanan. Lav amar Rabbi Meir. Did Rabbi Meir say tzalamim asurin? But Shivrei Tzalamim Mutarin, and therefore Rabbanan Avodat Kochavim Nami, he Asura. That's what Asur. But Shvarei Amutarin, the Shvarei Amutarin. Now let's go back to the Machloket at the very beginning of the Amud, where we said the Itmar, the second line of the Amud, keep your one finger there and the other finger, Itmar. Avodat kochavim shenishtabra me'alea, Rabbi Yochanan says, Asur. We've just proven that Chachamim agree that Shivrei Avodat kochavim amutar. So that in itself is a kashya on Rabbi Yochanan. Right? Clear? So the Gemara says, so now here comes the Gemara's retort to try and defend Rabbi Yochanan. It's not the same. Hatam Eimar Avdum Eimar Lo Avdum. Remember I said at the very beginning of the Mishnah we learnt with the Tselem that there is the question of the Sfeik Sfeika? Right? The Tselem, maybe you did, maybe it was Oved, maybe not Oved, and therefore there's a Sfeik Sfeika in the Tselem Lechatchila. So he says, no, you can't learn here this Tselem Avodat Kochavim story. Why do Chachamim say that the Tselem is Mutar? Because it's Sfeik Sfeika. Within the Avodat Kochavim, there's no Sfeik Sfeika. Vadai! The Avodat Kochavim was Avodat Kochavim. Right? What's the Safek? Maybe when it got broken, it was Mevatel, the Kedusha of the Avodat Kochavim. Right? But that would only be when, if they broke it on its own. If they broke it on purpose. It broke on its own. Who came along and said that the Kedusha's out? Just fell. But you don't know. Maybe you got broken, or maybe they broke it. Okay, we'll explain that up in a second. So we said, no, you can't compare. You can't learn this parallel, this going down in the Madrega of Tselem Avodat Kochavim. The only reason that it was there was because of the Zavada, not because of the Safek. Right? V'im timtzi lomar avdum. And therefore, here comes the Safek, right? Because if you want to say avdum, emar batlum. With the Tselem, you could say maybe if they did, there was a Safek, maybe they served it, they didn't serve it. But now you can say that if they did serve it, they might have stopped it. However, with Avodat Kochavim, Vare Avdua! With Avodat Kochavim, isn't that Sfeik Sfeika? We haven't got the one side of the Safek. Maybe there was an Avodah. There definitely was Avodah here. Right? Mi Yemar de Batla. And maybe you want to say that they might have battled it. And therefore, it's only a Safek Vadai. It's a Safek Vadai. Because what's Safek Vadai? Safek Vadai is there's a Safek. What's the Safek? There's no question that this was used for Avodah Zorah. Right, there's just a suffix now whether they were mevatel the kedusha in inverted commas or not, and now we've got one suffix, and the Gemara says v'ein suffix mutzi vadai, and the suffix can't come along mutzi vadai. When we got a sfeik sfeika, so we got a sfeik sfeika. We haven't got any vadai here, so we can say maybe you did, maybe you didn't. So therefore, there might be a suffix that maybe there was a kedusha in the first place. Now they broke it. Did they mevatel the kedusha? Didn't mevatel the kedusha? If there was a kedusha in the first place, they never had to mevatel the kedusha. If there was kedusha in the first place, maybe they mevateled it. This is a sfeik sfeika. But here is a vada. This was avodah zorah. So now you're not sure the mevatel or mevatel. That suffix did it allow you to use it to get hanah from it. Mapitom. So he sort of annuls this whole concept that chachamim and rabbanan go down tselem to avodah kochavim. So now the Gemara sidesteps this whole issue and says, ain't safek mutzi vadai. We'd say mida vadai. Well, why not? Maybe a safek can mutzi mi safek, mi vadai. Maybe there is. Maybe only the safek faker. Maybe one safek is enough. Vatanya, we got a brighter. Right? In Masechet Psachim. Chaver shemait. Remember, chaver is a Talmid Chochem, right? A person who. Chaver, particularly with regards to Trumot and Masor, right? A chaver, you assume that his food is me'usar. We haven't got a problem from a chaver. Now the chaver dies, v'niach megura melea peirot, and reads the whole storehouse full of fruit. Afilu em b'nei yomad, if they're one day old, they were all piled up this morning or picked this morning, right? Harei hein b'cheskat metukanin. We haven't got a problem. We eat the fruit. We said that there's no question. This chaver, his food is metukan. It's mufash. Now v'hai hacha devada tvili, right? And there's no question that this was definitely Tevel. Right? Look at Rashi there. Ha. Vahacha devada tvile. Kevan she'anu ro'in. Shnigmura belachtan. Vadai becheska tevel ayu miyad. Now, what does it mean? She Rashi says, yeah. Shnigmura melachtan. Right? Nigmura melachtan means that he took it out and made it into a pile. Right? That's a keri. What's it called? Like, no, they make a very nice pile. It's all brought up and stored nicely. That's the Gemara Melocha. From that moment onwards, it needs Truma Maaseh. And therefore, it's Vada Tavel. And we got, and Safek Ashrinu, Safek Lo Ashrinu. And there's a safek. Maybe he took maser, maybe he never took maser. Ukati safek. It's vadai tevil. There's no question. Once it's gemar melachtan, there's vadai. It's chayev in trumot or masrot. Somebody has it to masrot. It's called tevil. Now we're gonna safek. Did this chaver before he died this morning, or he died at 10 o'clock, between 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock, or 6 o'clock whenever time he woke up for shir, and then at 10 o'clock he dies. Did he go and do trumot or masrot? Didn't he? We say no problem. He's a chaver metukan, and therefore we say the tevil's okay, and it's no longer tevil, and we can eat it. The Gemara says, wait a second, Hatam, Vadai, Vadai hu, the Vadai Ashrinu. He says there, it's not a question of a Safek, or Vadai of Safek. He says there, Hatam, Vadai, Vadai, look at Rashi, Vadai, Vadai hu, ki hechi de pshitelach, shayu tevel, hachinami pshitelach, she isarana chavim, yachi muchzak bekach. He says, no, there's not a vadai, there's not a safek. It's a vadai vadai. What's the vadai? There was a vadai tevil, and vadai, it's metukan, because a chaver. He wouldn't leave it for 1 second. A chaver is a chazoka, is metakai. It was not a safek. Just like it was a vadai of a tevil, it's a vadai with metakai. So it's not safek, mutimi tok vadai. It's vadai, mutimi tok vadai. So it's not a good answer.
It's a
good
vadai, you wouldn't be asking the question.
Okay, so the Gemara says that's not a good answer, right? Rabbi Chanina Chozai, Dam Rabbi Chanina Chozai, Chazaka al Chaver she'eino motzi davar she'eino metukan mitachat yado. That's a chazoka, and therefore there's no safek here. It's a vadai, and therefore you're coming. This is a proof, and we still of the opinion, right, that safek eino motzi yad vada. We knocked out this proof. Not a proof. Now the Gemara brings another proof. Have you bite Eima? Right, another possibility of answering over here. Honestly, I'm not 100% sure. I think the Gemara is going to end up still with the question of the Safek Enomo Tzi Mitoch Vadai. Right, which brings us back to our question of the Shivrei Avodah Zorah. But let's look at the Gemara. The other answer you could have given to this question, with regards to this Gemara here in Psachim, with regards to the Chaver, Safek V'Safeku. Right, it's a safek and a safeku. Right, look at Rashi there. It's a long Rashi, but Ubat Ema, safek besafeku, ki hechi, there's a, in other words, it's a sveik sveika. Safek besafek means it's two sveikot. Right, because what's the safek besafeku? Look at Rashi, ki hechi, de mesapkelan im isranim lav, there's one safek. Did he take maser or didn't he? Nami mesapkelan, another safek was it ever chayev in maaser? Right? We assume that it was tevil, and tevil's vada, you got to take maaser. The one safek is, did he take truma or not? And the other one was it chayev in the first place? Now, let's skip the Rashi now and go back into the Gemara. How would that be? Safek was safek why? Efshar da'avar, because maybe this guy was chochem, like Rabbi Oshia. Right, because Rabbi Oshia and Masechi Brach would give us a bit of a patent over here of how to get out of taking truma. The Amar, Ma'arima Damal Tvuato, you can sort of like con the system. Right, because what's the chiyuv of truma? Riat Petach Habayit. Right, from the moment that the fruits or your grains, whatever's chayim truma, sees the petach of the door. Now, if you bring it in through the roof or through the backyard, or if you dig underground and you tunnel it and you skip out the door, it never sees the door. Midoraita doesn't have no chayim and truma. Right? That's what he says, ma'arim. You sort of like con the system. Umachnisa b'mot shela, k'eshev emato chedet b'tura min amasa. He gives another answer. Rashi goes into all the things I just mentioned over here. He says the other way to do it is, we said a second ago, that when is it chayim in truma? But gemar keri, when it's already completed. But now if you bring the grain into your house unprocessed, isn't yet chayiv in truma, and you do the processing inside your house. So you've passed the door, right? And now you're no longer chayiv in truma. So maybe this, what you're finding in this guy's house, wasn't chayiv in truma in the first place. So it was a sex faker, right? Rabbi Lamar said, the answer, so it says we haven't got an answer. The two answers we've proven here that this Gemara in Psachim doesn't help us at all solve the problem. The Gemara says, the answer, so the Gemara starts again. What the answer, what's even my vada? And you take it, and so we go back to the original question. What and Safek doesn't want to be Tovada? But we're going to be brighter. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Maaseh Shifchato Shel Matzikecha Rimon. We had a story, we'll see in a second, about a troublemaker, a violent guy in Rimon, shot an apple at a boar that he threw. Okay, let's go with this tomorrow. We'll finish off now today. We'll carry on with the rest tomorrow.